Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Scary moment yesterday for Astros fans. Jordan Alvarez runs into Jeremy Peña, carted off. He was conscious. I'm not trying to, like, power rank, you know, being carted off. But he appeared okay. Jeremy Peña seemed to get the worst of it. He left the game as well. We'll see if they're in the lineup in 5 hours when the Astros take on the Yankees downtown. But as we were talking about this, I don't know where the hell this came from. This is not how I expected to start the show. I thought we were just going to talk about scary moments, fans.
You did this.
Being okay with opposing players.
I just made a
being
nice,
hurt.
I just thought, made what I thought was a nice little funny comment.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll let the people decide. 713-572-4610. We were talking about Jordan Alvarez running through stop signs, all that type of stuff. And John Lopez decided to go all high school on us. Sometimes when he runs,
he is running through the stop sign.
I just don't like watching Jordan Alvarez do anything else.
I ran through the stop sign last night.
He is running through the stop sign.
What does that mean?
At home.
Yeah, what does that mean?
No.
I don't get it.
Think about it.
John Lopez got laid.
No.
Let's get some breaking news. Here we go. John Lopez. Breaking news here to In the Loop on a Friday, Junior. John Lopez, in his 60s, got laid.
He is running through the stop sign.
So there you go. J-Lo ran through the stop sign. Very proud of it. Letting his bros know and all the people know.
I was just being funny.
J-Lo got some.
And you turned it into...
He is running through the stop sign.
Into that.
Does it get to the point where that it is like... I mean, you're acting like you won a championship or something. Is that what it
no.
gets to?
No.
He was looking like Kobe holding the trophy after the finals.
Is that what I have to look forward to?
No.
You get laid and you just got to let your bros know at 6-0?
Listen. I lay the pipe like a construction site.
Okay. You sling more sausage than Jimmy Dean. I got it.
So don't worry about me. I was just making I've never said anything of that kind on the air. I just thought it was funny. And you turned it into, John Lopez got laid.
He is running through the stop sign.
This disappoints me, John. I just thought you would be.
You just got shook, though.
I was shook because I'm disappointed in you, John.
I wasn't even...
I would expect this from our friends in the afterns, maybe Clint, Sharon,
or an
Tyler,
intern, or
bragging
something.
bragging about getting laid or something like that, or not having
bragging.
To sleep on the couch.
I hear
them do that.
Yeah.
And I've just always thought, well, you know, that's something that Figgy, me, or Lopez would never do.
No, we would never do that.
And you just decided to do it.
I was just being
while
funny.
I was trying to have a serious talk about Jordan Alvarez.
Well, that's because Figgy...
Is it funny? Is getting laid funny? Oh,
no.
Bro.
He is running
bro,
through the stop
did you
sign.
Hear that? Lopez got laid last night. I didn't even say that. I said, yeah.
Now, you said it, but you didn't say it.
I was being funny.
Now you're getting semantic. You said it, but you didn't say it.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not like it's not a regular occurrence. I was just trying to be funny. And then you turned it into the gutter. You know, you got laid.
Like, that's what you said. 5 o'clock baseball at the Juice Box tonight. Astros versus the Yankees. 6-2 against the two best teams in baseball. An opportunity to take 3 of 5 overall from the Yankees. I guess this is kind of like, I guess you could call it a gap rubber game.
Yeah.
But the Astros versus the Yankees, it's icing right now. You're pleased with 6-3, 7-2 is even more ridiculous. But this stretch that the Astros have gone through and what they've shown, it has me intrigued. It has you feeling like the Astros, in a short time, in a little over a week, are now, to John Lopez, the best team in baseball.
I don't see, I could understand your argument against it. Well, the Yankees have a better record. Well, the Yankees had just set a record for home runs in June. Giancarlo is on pace for 60-something home runs. It's not Giancarlo. Aaron Judge is on pace for 60-something home runs. You know, the Yankees have some players that are still, you know, I get it. I get the argument against it. But this is one of the true eye test moments. The Astros are the best team in the game. I mean, you don't think, and we were talking about how the Yankees could kind of circle these days as, all right, we're going to prove to them, you know, this is not 2017, this is not 2019, whatever. This is a new Yankees team. Nope, it's not. The Astros are still in control of the American League, and they proved it.
See, I'd still think the Yankees are the better squad. I
get it. I just said it.
This week hasn't made me feel much different. As a matter of fact, the way they lost to the Yankees has me a little bit concerned about the back end of the bullpen, just with the two losses. Now it is the only two losses that they've had.
Yeah.
So think of that what you will. But, I mean, they humbled the Mets. They let the Mets know, hey, it's cute. You are doing your thing in the NL East. And, yes, we're not in a very good division, but you're not in our class. I feel that way. But everything I've seen from the Yankees, everything the Yankees have done, I actually think the Yankees kind of save face. I still feel like the Yankees are the better squad. There might be a mental edge,
yeah,
but I still feel like the Yankees are the better squad.
I think there is a mental edge. You know, Verlander was talking before today's game. By the way, I had a dad joke about today's game. You want to hear it?
Is it running through a stop sign?
No, it's not as good as that.
Go ahead.
What time's the game today?
5:10.
So if the roof is open, there's going to be a 5 o'clock shadow at Minute Maid Park.
All right, what were you saying about Verlander?
Verlander was saying before the game today, he was actually kind of giggling, like, what do you think we had to prove? We know who we are. We know how good we are. And see, now they can get their chests out a little bit even more because there is nothing that the Yankees can say. There is nothing that the Mets can say. I mean, they made the Mets look bad, man. I mean, bad, bad. You know, two here, two there. Just dominant pitching. I was looking at some pitching numbers earlier. Can I interest you in some stats?
Go ahead.
Astros starters versus the Yankees and Mets so far. 8 games, 6-0, 1.50 ERA, and 47 strikeouts in 8 games. They slapped them, both of them. They took New York.
Well, New York can take 3 of 5, though. Would you still say they took New York if the Yankees come in and win today?
Well, yes, because I'm talking city of New York, and look at those numbers. 1.5 ERA from your eight starts? That's incredible. The Astros are the best team in baseball right now. I don't see any other way to look at it. I get the counterpoint because of records and numbers and all that, but I don't see it. I think they're the best team in the game.
Okay, and a lot of people agree with you. And look, Rudy T said it, don't underestimate the heart of a champion.
There's that, too.
So there is that, and there's going to be some baseball coming up in about 5 hours. A little 5 p.m. cha-cha. Might make my way out there.
Sure.
Haven't decided. 5 o'clock, I like the start time.
Mm-hmm.
Feel bad for the people that, you know, might live in Katy or something like that and got to work. And they wanted to go see the Astros take on the Yankees, and they're either going to have to get off work early or take the loss on the tickets. I'm intrigued to see what the attendance is going
Sean
to be.
I think our guy Sean P is
going to
be there.
Is he? That's how he's starting his vacation,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. How many over-under on tweets during vacation we're going to get from Sean Pendergast? I'm not laughing. I'm asking.
I am.
Last year there was a hell of a road trip last year.
Did we ever tell Sean what I was kidding about when he was gone on vacation last year, quote, off the grid?
Oh, when he was off the grid?
Yeah.
If you're ridiculous. Get out of here. Hang up.
I don't know if I ever told Sean this because I don't want to talk behind his back. But so he tweeted at the beginning. It was, I'll see you guys in a month or whatever, in two weeks, whatever. I'm going off the grid. And then about 3 days in, I'm telling Landry and Freaky.
3 days in?
Yeah, because
it took you 3 days in?
About 3 days in, off the grid.
Yeah, big deal. Okay.
I told Landry and Figgy, this dude is tweeting like it's the middle of a Texans game. He's off
all
the
right,
grid.
Whatever, dude.
Off the grid, you're not supposed to have a signal.
Oh, if you're ridiculous. Get out of here. Hang on.
I went off the grid this
year. No, you were off the grid.
This year.
As a mofo.
As a mofo. Four-wheel drive, no signal, no nothing. No, barely running water, and we had a tank at a compost toilet. That's off the grid. I was at Devil's River up in the Texas, you know, mountains and all that, or hills. And he's like, off the grid, see you in a week. I'm like, dude.
Here's the thing about Sean now, and this is why it's Sean. Sean loves what he does, man. Like, he feels he can wake up and enjoy his vacation, but he's always in show mode. I promise you, like, the doc is going to be ongoing. He's going to have his stuff going. He just loves it. So it's almost like he's filling the void that he feels when he's not speaking to listeners.
No, I get it. But I'm going off the grid, and then you're tweeting like you're in Times Square? I meant to tell him, dude, what is going on off the grid? I guess I just did tell him. He listens all the time.
They're going on a road trip.
Mm-hmm. Is it off the grid?
They're going to like Amarillo.
By morning?
New Mexico. And then they're going to see the Grand Canyon, which, no thank you. I mean, there are some things you just don't need to see.
You got to go see it.
I'm good on that.
Spend 10 minutes.
There is a no thank you for me. I don't need to see it. What are you going to do when you see the Grand Canyon? You know the wackest thing that I've ever done, by the way, on a trip?
Mm-hmm.
Go up inside the Statue of Liberty. That sucked.
What's wrong with that?
Absolutely sucked. That's the most miserable thing I've ever done in my life.
It's the Statue of Liberty.
I can see it from anywhere. Mm-hmm. You go through this rough water on this boat. Feels like it's going to tip over. You go to the Statue of Liberty. You got to go up to the Statue of Liberty. You get up there, and it's basically like being on top of any other building. You can't even barely tell that you're at the Statue of Liberty. Some things you don't need to see. Grand Canyon, cool. A big-ass hole. Awesome. Statue of Liberty, the statue's fine. I don't need to go inside of the Statue of Liberty. Sucks. Sucks.
First of all,
the Grand Canyon stinks.
The Grand Canyon,
it's awful.
Is a natural marvel.
That's fine.
And
I can marvel over it in a drive-by. I don't need to go walk into the Grand Canyon and stuff like that.
You can take helicopters in there.
Why?
You can hike through there. Go hiking. In the Grand Canyon.
Hiking in the Grand Canyon? What are we doing?
Having fun.
Man, I can't do that.
And then the Statue of Liberty.
I can't do that.
Like, how many immigrants and
John,
people from other countries.
I'm not saying it's fake.
Tears in their eyes.
I'm not saying it's fake and the history's there. I'm just saying I don't have to go through some rough-ass water for 2 hours. And there's got to be some
loopholes. They were in ships.
There's got to be some loopholes. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Don't just try to be a contrarian. Because New York's in town. Don't try to just be a contrarian. If you went on the Statue of Liberty trip that I went on, that most people go on, tell me how much it stunk. Seriously. It was awful. And at some point, the history and the romanticism does not overtake how awful it is.
It does.
Seriously, there are so many better things you can do in New York. Like, you go to Washington, D.C., and you go to, like, all the places and stuff like that. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's insane. The Statue of Liberty stinks. let me tell you this. If you want to duplicate what it's like to go up in the Statue of Liberty,
mm-hmm.
get the crappiest boat you can possibly get, sit in the water for 3 hours, and then you can come to Greenway Plaza and go up 19 flights of stairs. You can walk your ass up there, and then you can look out over the city of Houston at NRG. And that's a better version of what you go through to go up in that Statue of Liberty.
But
it stinks.
It doesn't. It's because...
Did you at least get some cool pictures?
Maybe. It was back in the Polaroid days.
That's all that matters.
It is awful.
It's what it stands
for. I love New York. New York's great. It can stand for the same thing without me having
symbolism.
To do that.
You
it's
are
terrible.
Standing in, I think the deck is in the...
Bro, it's bad.
Is right in the crown,
bro, I'm telling
right?
you, John.
The deck is in the
did
crown.
Did you do it?
Yeah, I've done it.
You went up in the Statue
yes,
of Liberty.
Yes, I've done it. Absolutely.
John.
It's what it stands for.
John, it stands for the same thing.
You are standing in a place.
It stands for the same
thing.
That
millions
Dude, it stinks.
Of immigrants came and they went on to become the greatest things in the world
and
in some,
it,
in
it
some
is,
cases.
It is a historical monument. The history of it speaks for itself. I'm not minimizing the history, but the trip to and up the Statue of Liberty stinks. It is bad, John. It's the worst thing about New York.
No, it's not.
It is the.
No, it's not.
Okay. If we go to, if we ever end up in New York again, if there's like an Army Navy game or something, I'm going to make you do this trip and I'm going to see how much you're really enjoying yourself.
I already enjoyed
Figgy.
It.
Figgy. I've already Next time enjoyed we go to New York, Figgy and me have been to New York together. It is awful.
It's awesome.
It's the worst thing you can do.
It's really good.
Promise you.
It's really good.
Worst thing about New York, do not go up in that Statue of Liberty. Do not go across
Something
that water.
Happened.
It's terrible.
You must have gotten seasick.
There's a lot of people telling me. Agreeing with me on this. Seriously. Seriously.
It looked like it's mixed.
Telling you, man. Yeah. I'm telling you, it is awful. Deshaun Watson, the hearing continues. Could Deshaun Watson actually benefit from negative publicity? We'll tell you how that could happen next.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
The hearing continues. This was Peter Schrager, Good Morning Football, on Mad Dog Radio, talking about the process of the Deshaun Watson hearing, when the suspension could happen, all the unknowns, all the above.
Here's the recommendation from the judge. Usually those are held in very high regard, and then Goodell will make a recommendation or make a ruling on that. Then the NFLPA will appeal that, but then the NFL can appeal the NFLPA's ability to appeal that, which is what happened with the Brady case, and it goes all the way up the courts, and you miss games, and the guys go in, and then they go back. I think the NFL from their standpoint, would like to have a decision on this in the next couple of weeks before we head into training camp. Watson's camp would obviously be hopeful that he can get on the field, and the Browns, of course, would be happy to get him on the field. I think the public relations part of it, I'm not so sure that's going to dictate how this goes. I think it's going to be from the facts that they have and from the recommendations that Ms. Robinson has.
All right, there you go. So a lot of questions. My question is this.
Who's on first?
Who should, what should happen with the Deshaun Watson situation? Not what do you think is going to happen? Because we both initially thought, you know, 1 year was going to be what was going to happen. And those were the reports. What should happen? And in the John Lopez world, if John Lopez were commissioner of the NFL, what would Deshaun Watson's punishment be?
I think my, and I don't mean this isn't real creative, but I think my should and what I think are going to happen, they coincide. I think a dozen games, let him try to appeal it, see if you can win it, but if not, it won't go under 10 games. That's probably what should happen, because here's what you want. You want Deshaun Watson to feel some repercussion for his behavior, right?
Yeah.
For the way he acts.
For being reckless.
It's got to hurt.
At the bare minimum.
Yeah, it's got just pretty much for being reckless and dumb. Because we can't judge the other stuff. But you want him to feel it. If you give him a 4 or 6 game suspension, he doesn't feel it. He just doesn't. He's still going to be able to, you know, who knows if they can. They get. First of all, the Browns have one of the softest opening schedules in the NFL. And secondly, he can rally the team, and then all of a sudden, you know, they get into a groove, and it's like it never happened. He certainly won't feel it financially. You want him to feel it, and you know, because this is, you know, a punishment for reckless behavior and being dumb. So anything less than 8 games, I think, is just for show.
I think 10 is right.
10 or 12.
And they got more information than I do, but I would give him 10.
Yeah.
And look, if he gets 6, I'm not going to sit here and pound the table and say, oh, that's a travesty. That shouldn't happen. I'm from a Texans POV, it would be good for Deshaun Watson to be out for the whole year.
No, absolutely.
But if the process plays out, and this is a process that the players agreed on, this is a process that the NFL agreed on, if process plays out at 6, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not dug in. I don't know what happened. I don't want to argue with the extreme. I don't want to argue with the Farnsworths.
You need to be out the league.
Can't do that. I'm not going to. The Farnsworths basically think there's damn near 30 women that are just all colluding together, and Tony Busby's part of it, and Deshaun Watson didn't do anything. That's the Farnsworths.
Yeah.
What did he do? What did he do?
It's a he said, she said.
He ain't do nothing.
And then you have the other side that says Deshaun Watson's a sexual predator. He shouldn't do this.
2 years.
He need to be under the jail.
What about Calvin Ridley? You know, all that other stuff.
He need to be thrown out the league.
10 games is what I would come to.
I'm good with that. I think 12 would be my pick. I'm really just here, like, to see it.
So you don't get fined.
No, to watch it. I'm just here so I don't get fined. Because I think it's going to be incredibly entertaining no matter where it lands. And it's going to be something that we're going to obviously be talking about, but following closely and seeing all the repercussions. It's going to be some entertainment, man.
I got an email yesterday from a loophole listener.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to David. He was talking about the Deshaun Watson thing and my ongoing notion about just how ridiculous it was that he talked about eliminating 9-to-5ers and all that type of stuff. A lot of people bring that up. They say I bring it up a lot. And he was just basically like, why do you do that? He's 25 years old. Blah, 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 blah. Not the blah, blah, but there was a lot. Like, he's 25 years old. 25-year-olds look at the world different, and so on and so forth. I agree with that. Here's the thing, though. Not all athletes make a strong effort to present the brand that Deshaun Watson tried to present for 4 years.
Yeah.
If this happened to Lamar Jackson, if this happened to someone else,
yeah,
it would be a different mindset than someone who wrote a self-help book about how to be a servant leader and then got himself in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a different thing to me.
I'm the last person you need to talk about, you know, 25 years old from when you
bad decisions
grow up and stuff and like that. I'm the last person. Yeah. I can promise you that. But
I think all of us are have some of that.
That's why it's different with Deshaun Watson. I think, and I also think that's kind of why he's getting a little bit more negative energy from Texans fans to the point where it feels like Texans fans are not just rooting for Deshaun Watson to miss a year or more because it's good for the Texans, but there's more to it. And I do think he does need some slice of humble pie just based on how the camp has acted, et cetera. But that's the reason the Deshaun Watson thing is so polarizing here is because you wrote this book about being a servant leader. You presented all this, and then it completely changed once you got your money. That's just from my perspective. It's not hindsight either. It was in the moment. It felt kind of weird. It felt kind of disingenuous. That's what I think a lot of Texans fans find themselves. They bought something that was being sold that, quite honestly, I don't think is real.
I get it, and I don't think there's anything wrong with your point there. I do feel like people hoping that he fails even after a suspension. I want the suspension as a fan to be significant. If it's not, okay, whatever. We'll talk about it and we'll analyze it. But as a fan, I want the suspension to be, you know, pretty long so the Texans get a good draft pick. But I'm not wishing that, hoping that Deshaun Watson fails from now on after that. You know what I mean? I don't think Deshaun Watson is what he portrayed himself to be, which is what you were just talking about.
No, he wasn't.
I think, and I will say this again, his behavior, his personality,
here we go,
is creepy. What up, Larry? But I think that's just how I feel. It's creepy. It is. But I don't hope he fails. I'm almost indifferent on his game. I mean, I'll be watching, especially if it's a playoff game. I'll be watching him and interested, but I don't hope he fails.
I like watching him play ball.
Yeah.
Be honest. So if Deshaun's only suspended for 6-8 games, hey, you know what? I'm not one of these people that's going to claim I'm going to boycott the NFL. I'm never watching a game again. Yeah. I can't watch this. No, I'll be watching.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy watching Deshaun Watson play football.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the NFL should completely be invested in being the moral police. Shout out to the Charles Barkley Nike commercial. I am not a role model. Coming up, Nick Caserio. He and John Lopez have an interesting relationship, but is it time to love up on Nick Caserio? Caserio versus Texans GMs of the past, next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Loving up on Caserio. The OG John Lopez threw this out there. Nick Caserio, general manager of the Houston Texans. We've seen quite a few GMs. We've seen Charlie Casserly. We've seen Rick Smith. We've seen Brian Gain. We've seen Bill O'Brien.
It's not my job.
/ Jack Easterby. Number 6, Nick Caserio. Pretty early in the process. We're a year and change into it.
But let's compare Nick Caserio to the other GMs for the sake of discussion. Seems like you're kind of in a love up on Caserio phase as of late, J-Lo.
Yeah, I'm never in any phases. I just tell you what I think, man.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Good and bad. And this is good. So let me ask you straight out. Are we watching the early stages based on what we've seen in the early stages?
Well, you are feeling it today.
I'm asking a question.
I think I know where this is going.
Are we watching the early stages based on the early stages of what we've seen?
Ran through the stop sign last night. Astros' best team. And I think that I know where this is going.
He is running through the stop sign. Of the best general manager in Texans history. Because your first...
Too early to say.
Well, exactly. Figgy, your first inclination would be just like mine. No way. It's not a big enough sample size, right? No way. But let me get into a little detail and see if it changes your mind. And you're saying too early, but that's in essence saying no way. You can't proclaim him. You can't say this is the early stages of the best general manager in Texans history.
I'll say this because you're going to give the good news. I'll just lay out the bad news. I think there's been some questionable cap management. Very questionable cap management. They're at the top of the league when it comes to dead money. The random trade, Bernardrick McKinney for Shaq Lawson. There's been some questionable cap management by Nick Caserio. No, in the cap nerds, like Texans cap, etc., they've questioned that. How significant is it? Who knows? But there's been some questionable cap management. There's been some weird trades, lower tier trades. So there is that. He did hire David Culley, and he still has Jack Easterby in the building.
Yes.
Which, if Jack Easterby's not gone within the next couple of years, keeping that negative of a piece in your organization, to me, is always going to be a wart on the butt of the resume of Nick Caserio. But we will see. And if you keep it at arm's length, maybe you can still do your thing. But those would be the negatives for Nick Caserio up to this point.
And you're 100% right. And I was as adamant and critical of Nick Caserio as I think it's safe to say anyone on our station when he traded Mark Ingram to New Orleans just to do him an old solid, you know? So I'm not an apologist. I'm not, as you put loving on Nick Caserio. I just tell you what I think as these things are happening. But you're right. The Shaq Lawson, the Mark Ingram, I was like, what are you doing? That just makes no sense. The cap
has been bad. And that was the thing when Spencer called in, shout out to old Spence Tillman. Cap nerds thought that Nick Caserio did a terrible job with the cap.
Yeah.
And there were probably 10 examples last year that were better.
Right.
The cap management up to this point. Now, he did inherit a bad situation.
Correct.
But it was awful. And that was the thing about what he said along with the Tim Kelly thing.
I give him a little bit of a pass, even though it's under his name, for David Culley, because I think that was just, as we said, kind of the empty suit bridge type head coach. But I'm with you on this. If Easterby is here in a year from today, then he's doesn't have the power or the brain we thought he had, because he knows how bad Easterby has been for this organization. All right, all that said, let's get to the good stuff and why the early stages and one move in particular seems pretty strong. Pretty strong case for Nick Caserio moving this thing in the right direction.
Okay.
So let's go through these general managers.
Boy, he's feeling it, Vicky.
Bill O'Brien / interim Jack Easterby. Do we even need to compare him to them?
Worst front office duo of all time.
Hell no.
Two of the worst executives of all time. Two of the worst GMs of all time. Although Bill O'Brien is probably better than Jack Easterby as a front office guy. But yes, those guys are as bad as it gets. You do not want those guys making front office decisions or being in your building.
I usually don't use this word, but it's appropriate here. They were trash.
Yeah, as front office guys, terrible.
As front office guys.
And they've moved the goalpost to where Jack's not touching football stuff. So
all right, Brian Gain.
He wasn't great, man.
17 months only.
He didn't have a lot of time.
Didn't have a good draft.
I liked BG a lot. But if you look back at his draft, he drafted the water polo tight end. He drafted Lonnie Johnson. He drafted Titus Howard. A bunch of other guys who are no longer here. He didn't spend any money. So I kind of think it's kind of unfair to completely say that he was bad. because he was playing the long-term game that Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby refused to play.
That turned into a short-term tenure.
Which yeah. makes it almost impossible to judge right. because who knows what he would have done 2 years down right. the line, 3 years down the line, et cetera.
He's only
but he wasn't good.
Months.
Based on what we have to judge, wasn't great.
Wasn't good. Rick Smith. I think he's somewhat underrated as a general manager overall.
The way that he drafted in the first round was as good as it gets.
But there's that. And so he's done some good things. He would be good competition if Nick Caserio stays here that long. That said, he gave $37 million to Brock Osweiler.
But he got out of it after a year.
Yeah.
And I thought it was impressive.
Yeah. And you think he's in that hunt?
I think Nick Caserio has a long way to go before he gets in the same league as Rick Smith. When you draft J.J. Watt, DeAndre Hopkins, Whitney Mercilus, Dwayne Brown in the first round, brought
made
in Brock Osweiler, bailed on Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
Gave up a second rounder to get out of the Brock Osweiler deal, and then he traded up for Deshaun Watson. Yeah. I know that hasn't aged well.
That's the standard.
But that was good. Nick Caserio has a long, long way to go before he's in Rick Smith's league.
All right. Charlie Casserly. A little before your time here.
Nah.
So I can tell you, first of all, it was an entirely different world. You know, you're building a team from literally nothing. But I think he was pretty good. He was especially good at signing veterans and free agents, which they had a lot of money to do.
Mario Williams ended up looking smart there.
Mario Williams was good.
Although I know there's still some bench truthers,
He signed Ephraim Salaam, which was a good signing. Kevin Walter, Andy Kalou, Chris Brown, Steve McKinney. He did a good job.
I don't know about that.
Right.
Against Rick, though.
Right. Not against Rick. So you got Rick Smith 1, Charlie Casserly 2. And then there's Nick Caserio and the early returns on Nick Caserio. What really did it for me is this Brandon Cooks and Terry McLaurin thing.
Okay, Scary Terry from the Washington football team, former R-Words.
But McLaurin is 26 years old. Brandon Cooks is 28. McLaurin just signed a 3-year, $70 million, $53 million guaranteed, $28 million signing bonus contract with the Commanders. Just over 2 months ago, Brandon Cooks already is looking like a steal. He signed 2 years, $39.7 million, $36 guaranteed, and a $16 million bonus.
That was a good contract.
That might be Nick Caserio's best move yet. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think especially with the way the receiver market's going.
Yeah.
When poor Christian Kirk.
He's always like, the example.
Anytime a wide receiver gets a contract, it's, Christian Kirk got this in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
But yeah, Brandon Cooks, the deal. Nick Caserio looks pretty smart there.
Yeah, and so I think that one right there. Again, I
think Davis Mills in the third round was a good pick, no matter what.
His whole draft.
No matter what. It was good. Yeah.
Garrett Waller might start.
Good. Roy Lopez did start.
Yeah.
He started more games than Ross Blacklock.
Yeah. So early returns.
Thanks, Jack.
He's
try to brag about that one to me at Armadillo.
In terms of personnel and decision making and signings, I think that Brandon Cooks thing has vaulted him into a good high gear here. Now, he's made some mistakes, and we'll see how it ends up. And if he keeps Jack Easterby around, forget anything I said. Because he's been around long enough, and after this season, he'll have enough, sort of...
You got to admit, though, he has kind of...
he's minimized.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
McLean brought this up, and I think Texans Wire picked it up, and they did a good job making it clear it wasn't a report. He has done a good job of kind of pushing him out of the football stuff. Caserio has done a good job of pushing Jack further and further back.
Well, that's step one.
Yeah. Step one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would stop him from going to conventions and talking about the organization too. That would probably be, I don't think he needs to be going to like
but the other
Toronto
thing,
Blue Jay conventions and talking. It's not
the thing with this that Caserio has to realize now, and he's got enough equity, enough confidence from the ownership now that he can just make the move to move on from Jack Easterby, or they can, because they make the ultimate decision. You have to have a step two with Easterby. And the reason is Easterby can't help himself. He's going to try to inject himself into high-profile, very important decisions. And how do we know that? Because he did already, and he never stopped doing it. So Nick needs to just convince the McNairs, enough's enough. He's already been minimized. We got people. He's created that new entire scouting and development staff that he's brought in. So that would be the next step.
He spoke at a learning and cultural development seminar, and it was about learning and culture in practice, which is hilarious because in his own city, he had to remove culture from his bio.
Exactly.
But he's going to conventions and portraying himself as the culture guy.
Let me tell you how I can fix culture.
But I don't put the word culture on my bio. Well, matter of fact, let's take it off.
Let me tell you how I can fix culture, even though I completely ruined one. I gutted the culture.
And took the word off my bio. Now I'm overseeing sports science, logistics, and stuff like that. But let me tell you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for being here.
Yeah.
People versus structure. Four buckets around people development.
There's like notes on this thing.
This whole buckets thing is becoming a thing.
You know what the bucket thing is? Here's the bucket. This is the notes from the Jack Easterby Learning and Cultural Development where he goes to... It makes me sick that he goes to like conventions with a Texans logo on his shirt and he's talking about culture. Are you kidding me? Here you go. The four buckets. Here's the buckets. You want the buckets?
I don't
notes?
Like that term. Too many people are using it now. I know. It's because I've heard Nick say it. I've heard it in this building. Well, we're going to have to put this decision
Nick
in this
Wright
bucket.
Said it?
No. Like executives.
Oh, Caserio.
Yeah.
Here's Jack. You want to hear about four buckets around people development?
Sure.
The notes?
Sure.
All right.
Emotional intelligence, intellectual or curiosity competence, skills they have learned, gifts they have been given. After researching those who are thriving or diving, these have now become the four buckets that the Texans use in terms of their people development and recruitment. So these are the four buckets that the Texans use according to old Jack. Emotional intelligence, intellectual or curiosity component, skills they have learned, and gifts they have been given.
You kidding me?
So
this is you kidding me?
Catchphrases and bullcrap. Those are all just catchphrases. Like, tell me the first bucket.
Emotional intelligence.
What does that mean? Seriously. Emotional intelligence.
This is like in front of other organizations.
And people
this
go,
is so embarrassing.
People go, you know, I've never heard that before. It must be smart.
This is so embarrassing.
Yeah. What's the second one?
Intellectual or curiosity component.
Intellectual or curiosity component. I get what he's kind of saying there, but it's just sort of, again, sort of, okay.
Skills they have learned.
Okay. I mean, that's obvious. Skills they have learned.
Duh.
Yeah, okay.
Like that's a mindset.
That's
skills
a culture.
They've
yeah, skills you've learned. Here's the secret to culture. Learn your skills.
And then gifts they've been given.
That's nonsense. That's what we all try to work with that, right?
Yes.
Use he people's is a flim flam man.
Use people's gifts. Yeah. With the fourth concept of gift, if we are able to use this as a zone of success in contribution, we all win. Build cultures around what people can be outstanding yet. No kidding. This is like the biggest, like, no, like this. He's wearing a Texans logo and going to a thing. Next question. What is your curriculum?
Oh, God.
We explore this is what he's talking about as the Texans. Mm-hmm. These are the notes from the convention that he spoke at. We explored the curriculums of each person in season, during camp, and postseason. From here, it allowed the Texans to identify where things overlapped and create more effective workflow. So we explored the curriculums of each person in season, during camp, and postseason. From here, it allowed the Texans to identify where things overlapped and create more effective workflow.
So I'm guessing he's talking about like things they're doing as training and meetings and learning and all that stuff, I guess. And then you try to just, you know, kind of make that more efficient. Okay. I mean, actually, that's fine. No big deal.
Ask questions. Be curious and ask questions within your environment.
Never thought of that.
These are the Jack Easterby.
Hold on.
This is what he's presenting on behalf of the Texans.
Let me absorb this. I'm rubbing my temples.
Ask questions.
If I want to learn.
Be curious and ask questions within your environment.
Something I need to ask questions.
Start where the environment is at. Once you understand this, that's where your philosophy can begin to have
an
impact.
Holy moly. Never occurred to me.
Thriving. When you are evaluating people, you have to be careful to make sure the result is about the person's ability to thrive. If we take time and space out the equation and widen the lens, take away from the anxiety that is about fear.
What is he saying? What is he even saying?
Why are we sending him here to do this?
Why are they paying? I'm assuming they paid him to do this.
Sending him, and he's representing. Here's another one. Redelegate assignments.
Okay. He's got experience with that.
One of the big leadership lessons Jack highlighted is the ability to reassign assignments and projects if they are taking the life out of someone and they are not thriving. Take it out of their bucket.
Oh my God.
Take it out of their bucket and give them something else that can help them thrive, not starve.
Or fire them.
Unless it's him, then you just move it.
Just fire him.
Ooh, this one's interesting.
Yeah.
Nameless and faceless.
What is he talking about?
When you are trying to either evolve culture and reinforce standards and behaviors, going nameless and faceless is an effective approach. Or if you've talked so much and looked so silly, they have to put you in hiding. That's my interpretation of that. Often there is a debate about whether to start with staff or to start with players. It's best not to prioritize either, but go nameless and faceless.
About what?
Why do you argue about whether it's players or coach? Why don't you just try to do the best there? Who argues about that? That's made up.
No, I think that's just kind of, he's trying to sound smart there.
And then onboarding. If you are onboarding, you are equipping and inspiring. There is a curriculum that sits within all of these three phases. Highlight how you attach to the greater good of the organizations. It's Jack Easterby's presentation, Learning and Cultural Development.
Right.
You're on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Do you feel smarter?
No, I feel dumber as a result of that.
It all matters.
Yeah. You got to move on from this cat, man. It should have done it 2 years ago.
No, my thing is, my thing is, if you had to take, culture out of your bio because it's a little bit silly, why are you going to these conventions
as a culture expert? And not only just taking out of your bio, I mean, just look at his record. He absolutely destroyed the culture of the whole organization here.
On the text line, 832, I went to this seminar and it changed my life.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
281, I went to get lunch and listening to the takes about not caring about Deshaun's suspension. An Easterby lessened my mood. I feel you.
All right.
713-572.
Buzzwords, buckets, emotional intelligence, brainless, says the 281.
The other thing is, if you can't even speak and you've been appropriately put into hiding, this whole segment's just kind of gone a different direction. But if you're someone who, in your town, it's warranted, you've earned a lack of trust from the customer, from the fan, and probably from people in the organization, and you can't speak. And I think it's the appropriate thing for him not to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Why would that guy then go to a convention with your team logo on his shirt and talk as a representative of your organization throwing out this kind of BS. That's what I don't get.
A great point that never occurred to me. That's a great point. You're hiding him.
Yeah, like Nick Caserio goes to stats conventions and Nick Caserio says stuff, but Nick Caserio is a guy that we hear regularly from.
Yeah.
He's appropriately in hiding, appropriately in hiding, yet he is going to conventions talking about stuff that if you really like weigh out the tangible measurement of effectiveness, he has failed in, and he's wearing your team's logo and he's going up there and telling other organizations, by the way, Toronto Blue Jays got a pretty good thing going right now, but he's telling them about culture, a word he can't even use in his bio anymore.
Yeah,
that's why when you say the next big thing for Nick Caserio needs to be this is why.
That's the next move.
Because I'm embarrassed for them.
Because you're basically saying, whomever said it, whether it was Cal, Hannah, Nick, let's put Jack Easterby in hiding. And oh, by the way, let's send him out into the world to represent us at conventions and as a speaker. How does that jibe? How do those two things? You're embarrassed of him. Your actions tell you you're embarrassed of him. His actions tell you that he knows he should be in hiding.
Yeah.
And then you go put him out there?
It's weird.
Yeah,
very strange. Weird. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. I'm embarrassed for them. This isn't like, I'm not amused by this. I just don't like the hard work that they've put in, and then you're going to a convention with the logo on the shirt. I want the Texans to do well, and I just think that there's
that's
something.
Awesome.
It's not.
That's awesome.
It's really not. It really is not. Coming up, the man who once called Deshaun Watson's lady a gold digger gets sent out of the state. Around the NFL next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.